Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Y'all, I have a guest today that I have been too scared to have on for the year and a half that I've been doing this, because this person is literally one of the funniest people I've ever met. And I thought about it since day one, like, I can't wait to have this person on my podcast because he's hysterical, but I'm not funny enough to hang. So now I'm just getting brave and I'm like, fuck it. I just have to, you know, too much time has passed.
I'm not Will Ferrell. What are you talking about?
You are Matt Cutchall, super famous Viner, musician, actor, writer. You do it all. Entrepreneur.
I'm trying to do it all.
My fellow.
I'm trying to keep myself fed.
A fellow Raya dater.
Yeah.
We matched with each other.
We should go on a date.
You have the best Raya profile because of your main profile picture.
Oh my God, thanks.
Wait, let me just tell the world right now. It's him holding a dog and a baby. Yeah. It couldn't get any better than that in a cute outfit.
So it worked, right?
100%.
Cute outfit, dog, baby. And in the background, I'm not proud of this, but it's my cousin's Ferrari that I borrowed for the picture.
That's hysterical.
So just in case a girl's a gold digger as well, I have all three things.
Yes, yeah,
so
you
girls
have it
like
all
babies,
covered.
They like dogs, and then some girls like the car. So
absolutely.
Boom. I've gotten about four solid dates from that, so it's great.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Could you like rearrange my profile then?
I'm going to help you out.
Yeah, I think I need some help.
I also have the Full House theme song.
Yes,
which
you
helps a
do.
Lot.
That totally helped.
Instead of having some like indie song and I'm like doing like these poses, like it's just more like, hey, I'm fun.
I X all people that have indie songs.
Oh, me too.
Like I do not heart that
shit. I don't
shit.
Want serious.
No.
I'm looking for fun.
No, that's why I chose, my song. It has the word murder in it.
What is your song? I'm going to look at it right now.
It has the word murder in it. So I'm like, at least I'm warning dudes like that I'm weird. You know, like
you
that I could murder you. It's Murder, She Wrote. And I also like reggaeton. So like it has like reggae vibes.
I mean, is every pic? I'm loading it right now. Is every picture like super cute or are you having fun too?
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, you did. You said I'm interested. And then you never asked me out. So it was like, God, fuck you.
Well, that's
you.
Why I'm on your show. I'm about to ask you right now. At the end, towards the end.
While you're looking for that, I'm going to give some backstory. I met Matt like 8 years ago. Oh my God, on my 21st birthday in Vegas, when you snuck into my hotel room. Oh my God, you guys, okay. Let me just, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
My dad took me and my friends to Vegas for my 21st birthday. At the time, I had a boyfriend. He was coming along too. But because I was rooming with all my friends, I was like, I'll just make my boyfriend stay with my dad. Like, we'll keep girls in one room, guys in the other. That night, didn't we go to a topless show? And you had to sit next to my dad, I think?
That sounds about right.
It was really awkward. Like, I made sure he sat as far away from me.
Was your boyfriend there, too?
Yeah.
He was there. Okay.
Yeah.
Then it was just me, your boyfriend, and your dad. Right?
Yes. And then
a bunch
of girls.
And then a bunch of girls, yeah.
Yes. A topless show. Like, not ideal. Guillermo from Sir, actually, crazy, was the one. This was before I even was working at Sir. I remember Christina Kelly being like, my boss Guillermo like has tickets to a show that he can give us. So I'm like, cool, hook it up, sister. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? We sit down and it's a topless show. And I'm like, seriously?
Of course.
With
is.
My dad? This is so embarrassing. This is the worst. Then afterwards, you snuck into my room, our room, and slept on the floor, and no one told me until like a week later.
I did. The only people who knew I slept like under that table.
Yeah.
Like there's like a big table out there. I slept under a table. I was with Christina Kelly, and she was like, I was like, dude, like I was flat broke. I couldn't stay anywhere else.
I get it.
And Christina's like, well, just come in late enough, and I'll just sneak you in. It's like supposed to be like girls' night, but just come in. So I snuck under the table. And I remember there was someone else there that saw me under the table and like, oh my God, there's a boy here. And she was like topless. It was a good day. It was a good day for me.
Lucky you. Yeah.
Saw a couple boobs. It was nice.
I remember being like, dude, you guys, my boyfriend couldn't even stay in this room and you guys snuck a random in? Seriously?
I can't believe we weren't friends there.
No, you didn't know me. Yeah, you insane. Literally met me the day of my 21st birthday, went to a topless show with my dad and snuck into my room and slept there.
Hell yeah.
Such like a good meeting though.
Great meeting.
Yeah.
And look at here we are 8 years later.
8 years later. And then you know what I really love is that like this Halloween is the 7 year anniversary of when me, you and Christina drove to Halloween in my Jaguar that didn't have sound. The speakers didn't work.
No radio.
Whose dad gives them like a hood rat Jaguar? Like, you know what I mean?
What was the problem? It was a nice car. It was just the radio, right?
The radio, the speakers just wouldn't work.
So we had no music for the four or five hour drive
to Vegas. No music. So we had to just like get to know
each
other.
I mean, we still had fun. That was amazing.
That was a really, really fun trip.
And I was Andy Warhol.
And then Christina Kelly were Bond girls.
Ooh.
That was when I was at my prime.
That is prime.
I peaked way too soon.
I should post that picture today so these anyone listening right now can see what we're talking about.
100%.
Right? We'll do that kind of stuff. It'll be fun.
We'll do like, maybe I should make a collage of all these photos.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that idea.
I love it.
Then do you remember on that trip, we lost our phone. No, our phones were stolen. And this was when we were all broke. Yes.
I could not afford anything. I had my phone. Yours and Christina's were gone.
Literally taken outside of my purse.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I'm like, what do we do? We don't have money. This is like, I had just started working at Sir. Like I barely had anything. I'm in a car that has no sound. I lost my phone. I can't afford a new phone. I don't remember what I did.
You started working at Sir 8 years ago?
7 years
ago. 7 years ago?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You started before it was even expanded. I forgot.
Yeah,
I feel like I started when you started, but I totally did not.
No, I remember when you started working at Sir. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Matt's coming to work at Sir.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Honestly, I say this sometimes to my fellow Sir mates who work there and everyone's like, ugh, but it's like, it's a good job. It's cool. Everyone's cool with each other. We get to drink, kind of. Well, we do.
Kind of.
Well, we do. I mean, we maybe shouldn't sometimes, but like, oh, the girls can. I forgot you guys can.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All the girls get all the drinks.
I remember before we had a show, well, before like they expanded to the lounge, like it was like required to drink. Like it was just like a couple of girls that like worked there.
Yeah.
And our bosses would just bring out bottles of wine and we would just like drink as we served people. That was the best.
Oh, man. I mean, it makes work so much better. And tips were probably nice.
So good.
Because you're like flirty and like
a little loosey-goosey.
A little loose.
Yeah.
A little touchy.
I always say that like those really were the times of my life.
They were.
Like it was like a sorority. It was so much fun.
Stassi, I had the most stressful day of my life yesterday to the point where I almost threw my phone. But it was like good problems. It was like I was so busy. This shoot had to be moved to this day. I had to recast people. And I'm like freaking out. Then I realized like, holy shit, these are the problems that I wanted to have.
Totally.
But now I look back on how easy it was when I could just sleep in, wake up, go to Sir Restaurant.
Yes.
See you and Christina and Madison. And we would all just like drink and have fun.
And have fun and that's it.
Oh my God.
Then go out after.
Those were the days.
Those were, oh my God, you're so right. Now I feel stressed all the time.
All the time.
Like having to come up with like things to talk about all the time.
I'm stressed right now doing this.
I hate this. It's the fucking worst.
It's the worst. I hate this so much.
I can't believe we're complaining. You're right. Like all my life, I just wanted to have these problems. I'm so fucking ungrateful. Shoot me dead right now.
I don't have a gun with me. It's in my car.
Well, wait, do you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I was like, let's get into that. Let's discuss that.
Let's gun talk.
Let's talk guns. I was thinking about... Okay, because you're a Vine star, yeah. And I want to ask, well, what happened? Why has it gone away?
What? You know what's crazy? It made bigger news than I thought. Like, it's news everywhere right now that Vine is done. Like,
it's
all these
social media. Like,
I guess, you know, it is bigger than I mean, I knew it. I was on it and about it when it was huge. I'm still about it. I love it. It's the reason that I, like, you know, blew up on social media in the first place. But so it's just kind of weird seeing that it's going to be dead, completely gone. I've never heard of an app just saying, hey, we're done.
It doesn't make any sense.
So essentially, I guess what happened is all the biggest users started becoming stars and doing other stuff. YouTube, TV shows, movies. A lot of my friends are now like legit, like King Batch is on Fox. Logan Paul has his own movie coming out. Like everyone's doing their own shit. So everyone stopped posting on Vine. So that stopped bringing a huge audience to Vine. And they were like, well, shit, we have all these people on this app, but they never, the one reason that Vine, they messed up big time because they didn't monetize. Like people, we would have stayed on there if we could get like royalties from being on there all the time.
Right.
On YouTube, you get royalties. On Facebook, you get royalties. But Vine never let anyone monetize.
So the way that y'all monetized, though, at the time was ad, like people paying you to post to do a Vine about something.
Yeah.
But that's it.
The only way was branded content. If a brand said, hey, can you post with this brand in front of your followers? Yes, you would get paid. But Vine should have, Vine had hundreds of millions of followers. Of users. They should have figured out a way to monetize and play an ad after every, you know, 10 of Matt's Vines. That way we get paid and are enticed to stay on the app and pour our energy and time into it. So they never did that. They're the only app that hasn't done that. Instagram throws ads, Facebook throws ads, YouTube, everyone does that. Vine never did, and now it's just it's done.
So you're not sad about it?
I am. I'm bittersweet. I'm sad because it is the reason that I'm doing this and that I essentially like made it in entertainment. But I mean, you got to move on. Like I haven't been posting on Vine much recently because you know, I have a bigger audience now on Instagram and Snapchat, and I'm in the process of doing a series right now. So there's bigger and better things. But yeah. I am kind of bummed to see that like 3 years of me posting my life for a couple million people is done. Like,
well,
I'm more sad for my followers. Like those 2 million people have been with me from day one, from when I worked at Sir Restaurant. I would do vines in the kitchen.
I was just telling. There are other people here right now, just FYI.
Yeah.
I was telling them, I'm like, I remember when Vine came out and you were just starting to do it, just hustling. And I'd be like, I want to be in one. Like, yeah, let's do one. God, my vines were so basic. They were the worst.
They weren't the best.
But I was there to help. Not the best at all. Yes.
I was there to help you.
And so like the fact that I've seen you go from just downloading an app and starting to make videos at Sir to where you are now, it's like, it's been the coolest thing to see.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it is really cool. And it's just crazy, but it makes me, I'm now a believer that like there are so many people out there that deserve to have a break. And now with social media, anyone can have a break.
Isn't that wonderful?
Because no one put me on the map. I just started shooting funny videos and was consistent enough. And then a following just happened from that. So I think it's pretty cool. Like right now, you don't have to like, you know, go to one audition and then finally book that role and get lucky. Now, if you're smart enough, you can start a YouTube channel and it'll just organically grow, or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. So, I mean,
we are living in a time where it's like total, like equal opportunity for like everyone to just like go out there and do it. That is like really cool. I haven't really thought about that.
Yeah.
See, here I thought you got your big break when you were just Jax's friend on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God. I still get shit for that.
I couldn't believe that you chose his side over mine.
Well, I mean, how do we become friends? Not through you, right?
You became friends through me.
Did we become friends?
Yes. And then he was a dick and all of a sudden you're hanging out with him. I'm like, what the fuck is this, you traitor?
You know what? Hey, I was a traitor. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry about that.
You guys are going doing appearances together, going on vacay.
He's fun. Jax is a good time.
He is a good time. That's what I always tell people when they're like, how did you date him? Da da da. I'm like, listen, he is a good time. He's fun to be around.
Yes.
When he's not being a dick.
Yeah.
But like that's
I think
it.
You know what? I don't really think guys have a problem with him, but clearly he has a problem in the lady department. I understand that, and how he's treated women in the past, I totally get that. So for me, though I don't respect how he has treated you or other women, from just a guy perspective, he's a cool guy to hang out with. And so I hung out with him. So we'd go and we'd party, and he knows how to party.
Yeah, he does. Did you guys have like a falling out or something? Did you guys break up?
We did not break up.
When did your relationship fizzle?
Our relationship fizzled. Well, I guess he's not gay, and I tried kissing him.
Yeah.
And I'm not either, and I found that out. So I don't know.
It just got awkward.
It just kind of got awkward. I'm like, you know,
you
actually,
never had
I'm
to
not.
Talk about it.
And we just that's it. So he's like, well, bro, I think we're just kind of done. No, you know what? The truth is, I haven't had a falling out with any of my friends. I've just gotten so damn busy that I don't have the time to like hang out as much as I used to. That's all it is. I still have so many friends I want to see and hang out with and go to the bar and like But I'm just like on this crazy hustle right now, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so I'm just tired.
Okay. I've talked about how I wanted to have like a revenge bod. It hasn't really been like working out that well because, well, I'm just kind of lazy. You know what I mean? But I got something that I intended to use just for health purposes that I've now found a way to use for even more fun purposes. The Nutribullet Pro. Hear me out, okay? It's the world's first nutrition extractor. So I have done this a bunch before I get to the good stuff, okay? In just one smoothie, okay, one, you can get up to 5 to 7 of your recommended daily fruit and vegetable servings. I mean, it's so much better than just taking a vitamin because you're actually getting all of that shit in your body. It's good for you. So I'm told, you know what I mean? I'm learning how to be healthier as the day goes by. You can blend spinach and beets with blueberries and banana, a little ice and almond milk into a delicious smoothie. And the best part is that you don't even know that you're freaking eating beets and spinach. You trick your brain. But now I'm going to get to the good part. I've been using it to make cocktails. Yep, that's right. Add some watermelon juice, a little vodka, ice, some agave nectar. And it feels like you're drinking like a tropical vacation. Like I'm right back in freaking Bora Bora attempting to Hora Hora and failing. But at least I got my good cocktail with me. I also like to make my favorite thing to actually, side note, to make on the Nutribullet is strawberry margaritas or berry margaritas, because I'll just use it with strawberries and blackberries and raspberries and then just add tequila and lime and that is it. And that's really healthy. It's my favorite drink to make, hands down. Right now, they're giving you 20% off your order if you go to Nutribullet.com and use code my code Stassi at checkout. So that's Nutribullet.com, Nutribullet.com. Use my code Stassi, Stassi, at checkout for 20% off your order and a free bag of protein. The Nutribullet, it's so small and it's so easy to use and it's like just so efficient. Because like in the morning when you wake up, if you want a meal or like during the day, like you just mix up whatever like healthy crap you have in your refrigerator and it normally tastes good. And then at night you get to like actually make healthy cocktails. So it's like just a win-win situation. 20% off, you guys, and a free bag of protein.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I'm giving away something for legit free right now. Notice I said that because I really don't want you to fast forward, but like I'm not lying. I'm giving you something for free. You have nothing to lose if you listen to me. We all know, well, if you listen to my podcast, you know I'm obsessed with pop culture, celeb gossip. I love Daily Mail. I love magazines. I love Elle magazine, Vogue magazine, Cosmo, Us Weekly, People. People Style Watch is my actual favorite magazine, like of all time. I love it all. It makes me so happy. That is why I feel that Texture, this app that I'm going to talk about, is genius. And I'm annoyed I didn't think about it myself because it's like so right up my alley. What Texture is, it's an app that you download where you get access to every single magazine that comes out. Okay. And not just the new ones that come out, like back issues. So if you go on your tablet or your iPhone, you can click on, okay, say this month's People Style Watch and just scroll through it on your iPhone or your smartphone or tablet. And if you want to just like cater the app to you, which is what I do, you can log in. Say you like architecture. You can favorite all of the like all of the architectural magazines and that's what pops up. You can even search a specific topic. So say I want to search Keira Knightley. I can search Keira Knightley and any article that's written in a different magazine anywhere all comes right to my tablet or phone. So instead of going to the grocery and spending like $4.99 every time like on a new magazine, you don't have to do that. Right now I'm giving you a free trial. Free. I wasn't lying. So you have to go to texture.com/Stassi and you get a free trial. You will gain immediate entry to all of the top magazines, and you also get bonus video content, which is like really fun. So start binge reading all of this stuff for free. Go to texture.com/Stassi and tell me how obsessed you become with it, because I am.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Wait, so what do you mean you're filming a... What are you filming, you said? A series?
Yes, so I'm working on creating a series for myself and some of my surrounding social media friends who will be acting in this. These two guys are really big writers, and they've sold 6 or 7 different pilots in the last few years to NBC, CBS, all these different networks, and they want to do a show with me, and they think it's super interesting that I've become so successful on social media. They like my my humor online is a lot different from most, because it's not as popular, but it's more adult humor, you know, like a lot of people are doing like just the random skit where when you run into a wall and you fall down, and like when Bay texts you back, like everyone does those skits, and they blew up from that, but there's no substance to it. Like, it's not subtle humor. It's they couldn't live on TV. They could, you know, so anyway, they liked my style of humor and wanted to do something bigger. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. So now we're just kind of co-writing, meeting. I don't know. We're just checking it out.
That's so exciting. Yeah. Do you have a YouTube channel?
I just started a YouTube channel yesterday. I swear to God.
The day that Vine goes away?
I have no idea.
It was
so
intentional.
It wasn't intentional.
Really?
I'm serious. It just happened. Yesterday was so weird, and I'll talk about some of this that I can. So there's a company called Niche, and Niche was acquired by Twitter. So Twitter bought Niche. Niche is essentially, they don't want to be called an agency, but they are like an agency. They're the ones that I work with on getting brand deals. So they have close relationships with influencers, right? Now we all know what Niche is. So I had the weirdest day yesterday. I was with one of the head ladies from Niche at dinner, and we're talking and hanging out, and she was flown in for a crucial meeting at the Twitter headquarters the next morning. So this was yesterday, I think they announced that Vine was going to be done, right? So I was with her the night before. After that, I went to the Soho House, where I just got my membership.
I know. I'm there bougie. Now. Little shithead dropping Soho House on me right now. You know I'm not welcome there. Don't brag.
I'm going to call it Broho House so people don't know what I'm talking about. So then I'm at Broho House, and I meet up with the founder of Niche, and he's there for a meeting. He doesn't know what it's for. The next day I go to bed and I wake up and I get all these articles on the news. Like, Twitter laid off like 9% of their employees, and like, it's like a big deal, including that was probably a huge portion as well of people that worked at Vine. So that happened. And then I go to a meeting because I have an app called Poster coming out, right? And we're just now launching, and it's so crazy that Vine's being done. Our app's coming out, and it's a place where we want people to go and create content like Vine. We give you the tools for, sound effects, ambience, royalty-free music, stuff that us Viners always wanted, never had. So it's super fun.
That sounds fun.
And I was in a meeting the other day with this other company, and like, yesterday was so weird. All the people that I was with, and then I was at this other meeting for my app, and they're like, well, Vine's done, so this is like perfect timing for this. It was just weird.
Basically, it was like the stars are aligning kind of day.
You met
the people you were supposed to meet, and like everything just like fell completely into place.
It just fell into place, and it even carried over to today, and like, it's just weird. Like, I mean, obviously business stuff is boring. I don't want to talk about it, but things are just all happening at the exact same right moment. And that's why I thought it was funny when you said, did you like start YouTube because Vine's done? No, I just started it because I wanted to. And then the announcement happened yesterday.
And now you're here, which is the most, this is a career high for you.
This is my biggest moment
here doing this with me.
This is it.
Honestly, it's only like downhill from here in your life.
I know.
So you might want to consider Wellbutrin.
In the meantime, Mom, hi, I made it. Love me for me now, because I'm a big star right now, and this is it. I'm plummeting after this.
Wait, can we talk about how you were a boy bander? See, those were the days. Those were the days when you guys would perform. I felt like I was going to watch like the new Backstreet Boys. I was like, I'm so cool. Like, okay. I know these people. And Lindsay Lohan retweeted something about them.
Oh yeah. While we're talking about this, everyone go to Google or YouTube and look up It Boys. Our claim to fame song is a song called Guys Don't Like Me that I wrote. It's called Guys Don't Like Me Because Their Girlfriends Do. And believe it or not, it was very inspired by Christina Kelly and her boyfriends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, Christina. Hope you're listening.
Yeah. That's sorry, Christina.
I'm sorry. No, but anyway, that was like our claim to fame. We did pretty good. Like, I had fun.
Wait, y'all did. Y'all were always playing at like the cool places on Sunset.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan, I remember, mm-hmm. I was like, he's going to make it. Lindsay Lohan retweeted his song. I like couldn't believe it.
Dude, she was the first time I saw that she even liked our music. I was at playing the Roxy. And then afterwards, I went back and she came up to say hi. And I was like, hey, and it was kind of dark. Couldn't see.
And this
see.
Was like when she was like at like her coolest.
This is when she was cool.
Yeah. Doing this her, is when you wanted to be like Lindsay
when
Lohan.
When you wanted to hang with her. And she came up and said, what's up? And she liked my band. And I'm like, oh, shit, I made it. Lindsay Lohan likes my band.
Yes. I thought you made it, too.
Yeah. So,
and then you started working at Sir. And then I said, so I was like, guess you didn't make it.
No, I didn't quite make it. You know what's I mean, labels screw you over big time. And that's what happened. We toured the UK, the US, Canada. I don't know if you know this, but our album was out in the UK. We were like biggest in the UK. So we even headlined a Warp tour over there. Like, so
that's
I got
so
to play in front of like 10,000 people. It was the best feeling of my life.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah. And I can it's odd too. I can play and perform better in front of a bigger crowd because it's less scary. It's not so intimate.
I feel like these, I would be the same way.
These smaller venues when there's like, you know, 500, 800 people, it's just kind of like, damn, like this is a very intimate moment. But I feel like I can play in front of the more the merrier. 100,000 people, it's like nothing because it just looks like a sea of people.
I probably would have shit my pants actually now that I'm thinking
I've shit
about
my
it.
Pants a few times when we played.
When you played?
But not because I was
like
nervous, just because I had to shit and I had to go on. So I'm like, I'm going to shit now, change my pants right after this, and I'm back.
I mean, I feel like that's what I would have done.
Yeah. They should have touring diapers, I think, for bands that tour.
Wait, hold on. Are we joking right now or serious? Did you actually shit your pants?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. No, I have in my life, but I have not.
Yeah.
When I was in the band.
You know what? It's happened to the best of us.
Yeah, it's happened. Situations happen.
Situations happen.
All
you know?
The time.
And sometimes you shit your pants. I mean, what can I say?
Pant shitters.
Everybody wants to know about Ariel.
Oh, what do they want to know?
Everyone like wants you guys to get married. Have y'all ever dated?
We haven't dated. No. Is it
like the elephant in the room when you guys are hanging out? Like, are you like, hey, should we like try this thing
you
that everyone
what?
Keeps saying
so,
we should do?
I'll tell you what, she's been my best friend for a long time.
But Christina's gonna get jealous.
Oh, just look, Christina, just plug your ears, please, or don't listen to this part.
Christina, no, you're not his favorite.
Obviously, no, Christina, hey, listen, Christina is my, I love Christina to death. She's one of my best friends in the world. She has a very serious boyfriend right now, and he's not the biggest fan of me. So that's just all that it is. So I don't get to see Christina as much as I want to. But as far as Ariel, she's been my best friend for many years, and I love her to death. I have a love for her that I don't have for anyone else, and I wouldn't be surprised if she'd be my wife one day.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
No, I'm
Wait,
serious.
That's the
because
cutest thing I've
think,
ever heard.
I think that best friends belong together, and it might not be the right time, but you know, we're both doing our thing, and she's busy and I'm busy, but like, you never know.
Wait, have y'all ever like hooked up?
We haven't hooked up. We've kissed a couple times.
And do you like talk about it after? You're like, hey, so should we like talk about what just happened?
Nah, we let it slide. They're like drunk makeouts.
Really?
Yeah, it's only happened a couple times.
I feel like your fans right now are so excited to hear you talk about this. Like,
I forgot they're listening.
I feel like I'm giving your fans and followers like this giant gift because every single time I look at the comments of your photos and your videos and stuff, it's they're like, they're obsessed with wanting you and Ariel to get together.
Well, you know what? It's very interesting that me and Ariel built our social media career together. Like, no joke. She'd pick me up for coffee and we go get coffee. And that's how we started vining, just being idiots in the car. And we built this audience of collectively like maybe like, I don't know, close to 5 million followers who would follow us together, post stuff all the time. And they would always root for that because she's a beautiful girl. Clearly, I have a crush on her, and they like to see me get denied. Thanks, guys. Thanks to all my fans who like seeing me get denied.
It is really good shtick. I like that shtick.
But they just they like it and they enjoy it. And you know, the best friend guy and girl duo, people just really like it and they appreciate it. But no, to answer everyone's questions, we are not a couple. But you know what? You never know. You never know what the future has in store.
Do you ever address when like fans? and your followers ask you about Ariel, have y'all ever addressed it?
No, we haven't.
Just fucking call me Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, because this
is why don't you?
Because everyone's getting it now on Straight Up on Stassi. On straight up on Stassi?
straight up on me.
Straight, no. up, straight up in Stassi.
Straight up in Stassi.
Straight up in Stassi.
The only way I like it.
Wait, what is the show called? Straight Up with
Stassi. With Stassi, not in Stassi.
I've had a long week.
Straight up in Stassi. What's that? What's sex? I don't know about that anymore. Listen, it's been a while.
Stassi, I don't either. There are cobwebs everywhere.
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 Like, I am scared with like people, like a certain person that I've like gone on dates with. Like I feel like it's like we're all, it's going to happen soon. And I'm like, I don't know how to do it anymore.
So then you just kind of like call it off, break up with that person. You never have to have sex. It's
great. There you go. I'm scared.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's my issue with it. If you want to even call
your
it
issue
an issue.
With
my
sex?
With sex. It's that I want to have it. But like I'm a little bit more emotional than I'm more emotional with it. Like I don't want to just go out to a club, meet a girl, and take her home and bang her. That's just not my thing. Yeah. I don't like it. It's not comfortable. My personal space is my personal space, my house, my bed. Like I want to be someone that I like. Yeah. And I'm so busy that I'm not really dating, so therefore I'm just a sexless maniac.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, I get attached. I mean, like, I've cried multiple times during sex.
Oh.
I am that person. I am definitely that person.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Is it sweet or psychotic?
It's sweet. Sweet or psychotic. That's a good game.
Ooh, that is a good game.
Next time I'm on, we'll do sweet or psychotic.
Could I record your voice like that for
next
the segment?
Up, Straight Up with Stassi. No, actually, this one's going to be next up on Straight Up in Stassi. Sweet. Or psychotic.
Yes.
That's good. Use that clip.
I 100% will. You guys dealing with this? Like my bosses, like can you just like make sure to get that clip, please? All right, thanks.
Thanks guys. Appreciate it. Royalties coming my way. Whee!
Sometimes I wonder like what if I was born like 50 years ago or like 100 years ago when they didn't have Lyft? Like if I was born 50 years ago, 100% would have like probably gotten a car accident for drinking and driving because I didn't know any better. And like 100 years ago, well, I would have had to like use like a carriage or something. And, like that would have taken a really long time. And like that shit's annoying and no one got time for that. You know what I mean? I feel so thankful that I was born in 1988 and that I have Lyft to save me every single day. If you don't know what Lyft is, well, I'm sorry, but let me tell you about it. It's an app that gets you a ride in minutes. So like no cab situation. You don't need to call a friend to come pick you up. It's 24/7 and it is a fraction of the price of what a taxi or cab costs. I love Lyft because it takes 2 seconds. I get on my iPhone. I click on the Lyft app. I put my location in. And like instantly a car shows up to my house or a bar to take me home. I'm safe. All the Lyft drivers are so kind. I really will say this. I hate getting in cabs. I hate using other car services because everyone seems like the drivers seem kind of miserable. But Lyft drivers are always so, so nice. They just seem like they just love their job and like they just love life. And that just brings my energy up. I like having good, positive energy around me because, listen, I'm not always a pocket full of sunshine. You know what I'm saying? What am I? I don't even know what I'm saying. But anyway, right now, Lyft is offering my listeners a special deal. 3 free rides up to $10 each. Are you hearing me right now? Are you hearing me right now? If you don't take advantage of this, like you're a moron because it's 3 free rides. You have nothing to lose. All you have to do is go and download the free Lyft app right now. Use my promo code Stassi in the payment section and you'll start with 3 free rides up to $10 each. That's a $30 value. So if you're going like not too far, like 3 nights in a row, basically we're paying for you to go out 3 nights in a row. You're welcome. So go to Lyft, download the free app, put my promo code Stassi in at the in the payment section, and let us take care of you for a few nights.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Have you ever had like a really like bad date? Do you have like horror?
Oh,
do you have
my
like dating horror stories?
Do you guys want to hear one of the worst dates someone can have?
Fuck yeah, I do.
It ended up being abusive.
Sorry, what?
It ended up being abusive.
Mm.
On accident. No, mine. I'm telling you mine.
Okay.
I'm serious.
All right.
So listen, this is what happened.
I want to hear.
Okay, this was fucking horrible. So I'm walking on Santa Monica Boulevard. Kind of like for you guys who don't know, it's like a restaurant row kind of, mm-hmm. like a lot of bars. Me and my date are walking along the sidewalk, just, you know, maybe arm around her, whatever. We had a good time. We had a few drinks. And there are these huge hedges on the right, and there was like some crazy music coming from it and lights. And she's like, oh my God, I wonder what's going on in there. I want to peek over. So it's like, okay, I'll lift you up. Like, I'll lift you up to see it. So we're kind of both drunk, and I go to pick her up. She's like, she's pretty tiny. She was like 5'4", like 250, you know, just a tiny little thing. So I go and I pick her up, and her purse catches my knee in such an awkward position to where I'm now holding her up and it's yanking my knee up. So then I try to like yank my knee down to like unhook myself from her purse, and it yanks on her. So now I'm just balancing on one foot. And I start to like jump around, and I'm hopping towards the curb that falls into the street. Long story short, in my mind, I'm like, do I throw her? Do I throw her? And then I land, and then she lands a little more comfortable. Do I just like go with this and we fall together? What ends up happening, I just fall on top of her in the street, like hard, not like, ooh, not like a little trip. I smashed her into the street. So we're falling, boom, land in the street. She's laying there, I'm laying there, and I'm like, I am so sorry. Are you okay? Can you move? Like, I landed on top of this poor girl.
Yeah.
She's tiny. And she's like, no, I'm fine. Her arm starts bleeding. She has like her hand bruises up. And I was like, listen, I was like, I'll get you an Uber to go home. I'll go with you. Like, whatever you need, I'm so sorry. But she's like, no, let's go keep drinking. Like, I'll feel fine.
Champ. Who is this chick, and can she be my BFF?
Shout out to Nas. I see you, baby.
Girl,
I see you.
Get it.
So then we go to the nearest bar. We ask for a first aid kit. They give it to us. We clean her up. She's just scratched up, bloody. Like, it's not good. And she still wanted to hang out with me.
That's
I couldn't
amazing.
Believe that.
That's
I thought
amazing.
She'd be done. So she came over, and we watched music videos till like 4 a.m. And we just made out, and then she went home, and that's it. And I never saw her again.
Really?
No,
even
actually,
though she was such a champ.
No, she was a champ. We hung out once more. We just didn't click like that. That's all.
Yeah.
It was cool. She was fun. She was cool, but like, we just didn't really, you know, find the romance. And it could have been because I threw her in the street.
Yeah, possibly.
On my first date. I don't know.
Oh, it could have been like a wedding planner situation, you know? Matthew McConaughey, J-Lo,
no.
Worked for them.
Stassi, you know what it is? I honestly know. I know what it is, and I know why we didn't match. She's too smart for me.
Hmm.
I'm dumb.
No, you're not.
I'm not. I like...
People who are funny aren't dumb. It's
I guess
just
what
impossible.
It is... Listen, I'm not very like... I'm street smart. I'm a hustler. I know I can do that kind of shit, but like... She was so smart that she'd like correct things that I said wrong, or she would like read into things.
That's what I do via text when I want to be a bitch. I will like, I'll just be
oh
like,
my
actually,
God.
It's T-O-O, not T-O.
Oh, poor Jax.
That was a lost cause, honestly. I think every texting conversation we had, I mean, I would go hack into his Facebook and like rewrite things for him, because this, I was like, you're a reflection on me. So I'm going to need your passwords.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what any of his texts are. I really don't. Like, randomly, I'll get a conversation. He's like, yeah, did you? Yeah. And I'm like, did I what? We haven't talked in like a month. Did I do what? Like, I don't know what he's talking about. I think he's just kind of in his own mind. And like, just if he's like, oh, wait, I forgot to ask Matt if he bought the shirt that I asked him about. And he'll just write, did you? And then I'll be like, huh? And he'll be like, yo. And I'm like, wait, what is this
like
conversation?
He's like a Neanderthal.
It's very interesting.
My favorite is that because we all have a group chat, like most of us on the show. And he writes in it more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And like, he tweets the same things that he writes in.
Yeah.
Like these jokes. But like, I already saw it on Fuck Jerry an hour ago,
oh, yeah.
But he pretends like he's come up with like all these like
Jax, come
funny
on.
Tweets. And so like people are like, oh my God, he's so funny. I'm like, dude, he literally just copied and pasted that and somehow managed to still make it spelled wrong.
It's just a copy and paste. How can
it's
you
like
fuck
that,
that
yeah,
up?
You can't.
Oh my God. Well, that's good to know. Now I know that. Actually, no, I knew that. I saw his jokes. They're not coming from him.
No, definitely not. So, would you ever date a fan?
You know what? I have without knowing, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
That's I the thought scariest that, like, kind.
I thought, well, that is the scariest kind. But, like, she was sweet. And to be honest, like, I think that we live in a world where if I were to date a fan, I'm not sure if that would end up being... I think it starts as a fan. And then if you meet someone and she's attracted to you and I'm attracted to her, it can develop into a friendship or relationship. So
I'm not saying I wouldn't date a fan. I didn't say, I get it.
So I guess I'm just talking out right now. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but I just think that I think it can be okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my hot fans out there looking for some loving.
He's single.
I'm single and sexless.
He's dried up. You know what I mean?
Someone who wants to come dust these cobwebs?
Someone needs to grease him up and like get him back on the wagon.
Yeah, let's go.
The sex wagon.
Mm.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, we're done.
Thank you so much. Unless there's anything else you want to say or promote.
Oh yeah, let me promote myself for a second.
All right, I'm going to put this down.
Up?
It's going to be 5 minutes.
Here we go. Yo, what's up, straight up with Stassi fans? It's your boy, Matt Cutchill here. Make sure to find me on Instagram, Matt Cutchill, and check out my Facebook. I just started it, yo. That works, right?
Did you just start your Facebook? Like,
I started that recently.
Was that all
too.
True?
Yeah.
No, that was all true stuff?
I just started YouTube and Facebook, but Instagram's my thing right now. It's fun.
How do you feel about Facebook Live and Periscope?
I've never Periscoped. And
what?
I've never done a Facebook Live. I actually did one Facebook Live for another company, and that's it. Do you know Sam Hunt?
Why don't? Yes, I have a huge crush on him.
You do?
To the point where I Googled to see if he was single the other day, and he's not.
Did you see him in my last Instagram post?
No. Oh, yes,
yeah.
I did.
So I did a.
Yes, I did.
That was my only Facebook Live I've pretty much ever done, and I flew to Cozumel, Mexico, and
go
I did a
yourself.
15. I know life. It's horrible right now.
Soho
and
House, Mexico,
hey,
Sam Hunt.
Listen, I've worked many jobs, Stassi. I was a busboy. I remember scraping spaghetti with my fingernails off those plates. It wasn't good. It was bad. I've done it all. So, you know, I've worked hard to enjoy Soho House and Cozumel with Sam Hunt.
Can you tell me what Sam Hunt was like?
Yes, he is very, he's a very sweet, sweet man.
That, can you get into, like, sorry.
You want some more details on Sam Hunt? He's very charming, obviously. You can tell, like, the way he is in his music is him in real life. Like, he's
Shut up. He's
suave.
That's like saying that Leonardo DiCaprio is Jack Dawson. You know?
He kind of is. I've met him a few times.
Jack Dawson? Like, really?
I mean, he's
Leonardo
a lot older
DiCaprio
now.
Leonardo DiCaprio is not like Jack Dawson.
I guess he's more of a playboy. Yeah.
That's,
no, you're right. I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, well, he still is because he's dating all these gorgeous women and they love him and whatever. But he's also
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, you're right.
There's that.
You're right.
But back to Sam Hunt.
Back to Sam Hunt. He's super sweet and charming. Very nice guy. His fame hasn't gone to his head from what I, you know, gathered at least. And I don't know. I think that he has quite a career ahead of him because he's doing something so unique with bringing pop music and country music together. It's cool.
I have this new idea that I came up with this past weekend when I was obsessing over Sam Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends agree with me. They think my next boyfriend should be a country music person.
Wow.
Maybe I should date a cowboy.
That's spot on. I mean, what about Sam Hunt?
He has a girlfriend.
Oh, he does have a girlfriend.
She's like smoking hot.
I saw her. She was swimming in the pool. She had like a little thong on. And I was like, ooh. And I checked it out.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was Sam's and I backed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really, really hot. And I'm sitting here with a concave ass. So like Sam Hunt's not going to look twice. You know what I mean?
Just inject some shit. Don't all the Kardashians do that?
I don't want to do that.
Stassi, I've been doing, I never used to do squats. I used to always focus on the upper body like most guys do and had these scrawny legs. I started doing squats. My ass, I know you guys can't see this, but
let's feel it.
Check it out now. There's ass there now.
That is ass. It's juicy.
It's nice, right?
It's juicy.
The other day, I was in my stand-up mirror, and I was like doing this kind of pose, and I just like, I like to grab my own ass now.
Wait, can you do that one more time? Just pat your butt.
Can you guys hear how nice that
patting
is?
You can hear the hotness.
Oh, you can hear that, right? Okay. Yeah, it's hot.
You know what I mean? You can
hear it. That's it.
You know, I complimented a dude the other day, a guy that I'm dating, and I texted him about like how I liked his ass in like a more clever way. Okay.
Yeah. And he was like, I like your ass.
And he wrote back. He's like, no one's ever said that to me. He's like, you just made my night and like week. And I'm like, do people not comment on asses?
No.
Do people not comment dudes on butts?
Listen, it's too creepy for a guy to comment on a girl's ass. Unless you're kind of like,
is it?
If you're in a group of friends and whatever, I think it's more fine. But no, I've never had anyone, then again, I don't have the best ass, but I've never had anyone compliment my ass except for myself.
Hmm. Well, I just complimented
your ass. This is my,
Stassi. Is my second ass compliment that I've given in a week.
I'll take that. Posting ass pics on my Instagram, so make sure to check that out, guys. Coming up soon.
So Justin Biebs of you.
I know. Does he do his ass pic?
Didn't he do that?
Oh, he did the one where he's peeing off the boat and he's like just butt naked.
Right? Yeah. Maybe that's what you need to do. Would you ever consider porn?
No.
Maybe you and Ariel could do like funny pornos.
Oh my, a funny porn.
Wait, how come no one's thought about comedy porn?
That's
why hasn't anyone Stassi. Done that? Maybe that is my calling. Maybe
this, you're bringing
fuck
this right
straight
now.
Up with Stassi.
Yeah, comedy porn.
Comedy porn.
I like it. That's good.
I don't know. Listen, the sex tape that I had was only worth $900, so I'm not so sure people would want to watch it.
Wait.
Remember that?
Wait.
I can laugh at it now.
I forgot.
Took me 3 years to laugh at it.
Did people see it?
It didn't get out there.
Where do I see this?
You can't. Actually, everybody at Sir has it probably.
Okay, cool. I'm going to ask around. I got to check that out.
Only worth $900. Frank Herlihy.
Oh, no.
You don't remember hearing this?
I do, but I forgot. I mean,
you loved Frank. Oh, my God.
You know what?
Before he did that.
He's... Honestly, he got creepy.
Well, do you know that when we were dating, he told me that he was a hitman for the FBI and he would keep our conversations below 20 seconds?
Yeah.
And I believe that.
And you believe that, yeah.
Because I have I have really poor taste in boyfriends.
So is he a pathological liar? What? I don't know his story. I just know that, like, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And I just thought he was a cool guy. And I was like, damn, like, he's done some cool shit. Like, I wonder why he's working here. Maybe he's working here for, like, for the FBI to, like, undercover or whatever, right? But like now I'm like, okay, no, he's just maybe a liar.
He's a con artist.
He is a con artist.
Yeah.
But what is he trying to get? Did he get?
I have no fucking idea.
Has he gotten anyone's money or identity or what?
I really don't know. All I know is that he took a sex tape and he just wanted $900. That's it.
Were you willing to film this or did he secretly film it?
No, it was when we were in a long distance relationship. So like,
Oh, yeah.
It was just me. It was a solo tape. Okay. He wasn't in it.
Your face was in it?
My face was in it. See, I never thought
straight
about...
Straight up in Stassi.
I've never thought Come about on. The fact that I was on a show. Like, it just doesn't cross my mind that, like, somebody's going to want to see... I mean, I learned my lesson, like, right away, obviously.
I'll tell you what. It's kind of crazy because you and me have just had real jobs our whole lives and just, done that kind of shit. It is weird that you're now in a position that you are... You're famous. You're a famous girl.
I'm well known.
No, that's but the thing like is you but I know, but like I don't like saying famous either. It's weird, but like that's
famous-ish.
You're famous-ish.
Yeah.
So like people want to see that. People are invested in your life. You're on a TV show. So yeah, you got to be careful now. I'm very careful with stuff. Like I was in Lake Tahoe and I like to have fun. I'll get naked. I'll jump in the hot tub, whatever. But some of the girls there like started taking pictures. And I was like, I can't have that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing I need is just me naked all over the place. So girls, please, if you're listening, please delete those. I can't have those out. And I'm not sure if I was shriveled or not. So let's just go ahead and take care of that. Thank you, guys.
Not sure if I was shriveled or not.
I don't know.
Oh,
water.
Oh, Matt.
Water.
Matt.
When water meets the pee-pee. Yep. Bye.
The pee-pee.
When the water meets the pee-pee.
You're so cute.
Oh, thanks, Stassi.
Well, I love you so much.
I love you too.
I can't wait to have you back.
I'll
Can
be
we
back.
Like go out?
Yes.
Let's go do something fun.
Let's do something fun.
In the next like few weeks or something.
Let's do it.
Let's get a group together.
I'm down.
Let's get a Sir group together.
Let's get a Sir group together and document it just for fun.
Well, I'm going to Snapchat the whole thing. Otherwise, it didn't happen.
Oh my God. We're going to get off this podcast, but then I'm going to do a little Snapchat with you.
Yeah, I want to snap too. Okay, guys, go follow Matt on all of his Twitter. And
thank you. No, I don't.
But not Vine because he's not on it.
Not Vine. Just go to Instagram.
Because it doesn't exist.
Let's just start on Instagram. Check out my Instagram. My first and last name. It's fun. It's funny. If you don't like it, just tell me I don't like you on there.
It's hysterical.
If you like me, then say you love me. I don't know. I don't care.
I get so excited when you post.
Thank you.
Okay. He's single, so.
Ladies.
Get it.
Ladies, get at me.
Bye, guys.
Bye.